gentlemen, welcome back into the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. It's a round three recap as we have a duo lead at the top of the leaderboard of the PGA Championship. Will, it's you and me tonight. Thank you for holding it down for me last night. Obviously, the CEO is celebrating the birthday of his beautiful fiance. Happy birthday, Michaela. Will, how we doing on this Saturday evening, bud?
Good, man. A lot of great golf played today. It was fun watching. We got a barn burner going into Sunday.
Barn burner for sure. So let's look at the top of the leaderboard here. We got Colin and Xander tied at 15 under heading into tomorrow. They both, I think, evaded catastrophe while also doing some heroic things. You look at Thigala, 14 under, one back. Lowry had the day of his fucking life, almost set the record at 61 under, settled for 62. I say settled for 62. There's a lot of ways we can go, man, but let's start at the top. Colin and Xander, what did you think of them today, and where do you see them tomorrow? Are they going to separate from each other, or is this going to go down to the wire?
I think it really goes down to the wire, and we've had that talk about Xander Schauffele being the Sunday scaries kind of thing, where the Masters, he had a four-stroke lead, and he puts the ball in the water. One of those things, but he had a Xander Schauffele 5 o'clock hitter moment where he double bogeys, and you have to say to yourself, watching Xander Schauffele in every major tournament, here comes the downfall. And then he ends up finishing with a birdie to get right back up there to tie the lead. Colin was up and down, start the front nine, but the back nine was flawless. He's playing some good golf. His iron game has been unbelievable this weekend. And then you look at a guy like Lowry, who you just said had just shot the round of his life to be there in third. I mean, he's got to do something close to get into that tomorrow. Does he have it in him? And then you mentioned, you know, other guys like Thigala, who had a good round as well. Justin Rose played very well today. And your boy, Victor Hovland, he's right there.
He's right there. And by the way, I listened to you and Tom yesterday. You mean, listen, you said I got defensive. I'm going to defend myself. Of course I'm going to sound defensive. Because you assholes made it sound like when I picked him that I picked, I don't know, Michael Block to win the Masters. So I blame that on you guys. And then when you proposed, well, you have to take Victor Hovland or else you're a loser. Of course I'm going to take him. And I feel good about it. I didn't pick him to win, but I threw him in my foursome. You were honorable and put Blocky in yours. I just wanted to clear the air a little bit because you made it sound like going back like 6-7 weeks ago before we did the Masters talk that taking Hovland was – something really stupid. And I personally think that you just did that because you were piling on to how horrific I've been with my picks. That's my thought.
100%. I gotta kick him in when he's down per se. But yeah, I took Michael Block, and actually, to be honest with you, for him, he did not have a bad 2 days.
No, I listened to you guys. Yeah, he was
yeah,
all right.
He had that quad bogey on two to start the first round. But besides that, it's just like golf you want to play, like if it's me, Tom, you know, whoever. You see this guy go out there who can't hit the ball, you know, 100 yards anywhere close to these guys that are the long hitters, and he still comes away with a plus seven in a major tournament. I think that's very impressive. So that's the last thing I'll say on him because I had to pick him. But, yeah, we're looking at a fun, I would say, last four threesomes. Like, I think it could be anybody can win this.
Yeah, I mean, you're even looking at, like, Rose. You brought him up. But how about Bryson? I mean, chipping in that final shot there for the eagle, like, that was electric. And he was pumped up, and it didn't look awkward. I'm going to give him a lot of credit. He actually looked like a fucking athlete, like, pumped up after a big moment instead of doing something really weird and you know, Bryson-like.
Yeah, and this is the kind of course that benefits him and the way he swings the driver. Same with Thigala as well. And he's kept the ball on the planet. Hasn't hit the shots out of bounds like we've seen before out of him. So, yeah, it's just going to be a fun Sunday. In my opinion, though, maybe he should have got arrested last night. You know, Scotty did not have a good day today.
So this is the part of the conversation that we're going to have. Is this a Ted Scott, we really miss you, and Happy Gilmore's caddy came in and took his bag and he had to chase him down? Because – it's hard not to correlate the two when, and I actually feel really bad for his replacement caddy. He gave him a big hug at the end of 18, and I think this was more of a Scotty thing, but that narrative has to be out there with how good Scotty played yesterday on the heels of everything he dealt with.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you shoot 66. You didn't even have time to warm up. As he said, I warmed up in jail, which is one of the craziest things you could possibly say, and then you go out and you shoot a 66, It's just unheard of. I mean, just a mental game that you have to go out and still be the number one player in the world and not shoot like a plus seven, which is immaculate. Does he win tomorrow? Probably not. But would you be surprised, Sean, if he's 9 under through 15 holes tomorrow?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up. I actually expect him to play great tomorrow. I just think that by his performance today, which was good by all measures, but not his, and not good enough to stay in contention for this tournament. But that's okay. I think he's going to be really good. And I expect him to finish, you know, probably top 15, maybe top 16, 17. I want to talk about JT, the hometown kid here. I mean, that shot he hit, what was it, on 15? I mean, that was insane. And he had the crowd behind him. He's played awesome. I picked him again. I feel like I'm giving these guys like a blessing every time we do a major pod and I say, here's a guy who won't win. Listen, Colin didn't win the Masters. I'm not picking JT to win tomorrow. But, man, am I putting them in good situations to be right in the conversation. Because I picked him to be the guy that won't win. Couldn't be wrong. Couldn't be more wrong. He's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the best, if not the best flop shots I've ever seen. Because you couldn't even see the ball. That's how deep it was in that rough. But like you said, he's playing great golf. And it's not like he's 6 back or 7 back. He's 4 off the lead, which are many guys are. So I could see anybody even at minus 10 say Shoffley has a Shoffley moment and Morikawa's not having the short game that he has this weekend. You know, I could see one of these minus 10 guys shooting, you know, 7 under tomorrow. And you see Shoffley going into 17. You're like, oh, God, I'm stroke behind this guy. He finished 2 hours ago.
Excluding JT, who do you have most confidence in here? McIntyre, Burmester, Hodges, English, or Ekro, or Finau? I mean, shit, even put Dietrich in there, too.
My two would obviously be Justin Thomas, the way he's played this weekend. Finau. I would say Tony Finau. Yesterday, he started the day birdie, and then had a little ups and downs kind of thing. But if he just figures it out, and it's, you know, me telling a professional to figure it out, it's kind of like the funniest thing you've ever heard. But if he figures it out on Sunday, I mean, he has the swing for this course. His short game is unbelievable. Putting is a little left to be desired after those first two holes yesterday, but I think he could pick it up, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's, you know, a stroke back when he's on 16.
My thing on Tony, I think he could do it. I just think he's very comfortable being in the position he's in, which is T10, and I just don't see the killer instinct. Tom and I have talked about it. All three of us have talked about it. I just don't have the conviction that he wants to just go grab a tournament by the throat. And I think Shoffley does. I just don't trust him to do it. We need to see it happen, right? I mean, I'm looking at a guy like McIntyre who, listen, I'm going to be honest, CBS wasn't that thrilled with how little they featured him today. And he's a guy who's just kind of plodding around, but he's 12 under. He's 3 off the lead. Like, he's been really good. He's hitting some bombs. I mean, we got to put him in there. Rose had a huge day, like you mentioned. Even Hodges and English and Ekro, big time days. So Bradley got himself into the conversation, shooting a 68 today. There's a lot of people on this leaderboard, man. It's a very eclectic group. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the guys that are, you know, 6 back. You know, you look at Rory, you look at Jordan Spieth, who both had great days today. You know, put them in the conversation as well if they keep playing well. I think, what do you think, Sean? I think 17 to 18 under would be winning this, is my thought.
Looking at more 19-20.
19-20?
Yeah. I think the way the course played out today with the really soft greens, we're going to see that even more tomorrow. Conditions should be great. It was a fucking birdie fest today. I really expect that to continue. I think it's just going to be a war of attrition. I just want to see who's going to make more big shots. Are you more in that camp with me, 19-20, or are you sitting more mid?
I think I would say 17. I think the pressure of a Sunday at a major tournament is going to get to some of these guys that haven't been there per se, you know. But you know, that's the fun thing. We get to watch all day tomorrow and see what comes out. Now, my one question to you: can Victor Hovland get this done?
Of course he can. I have 1,000% trust that he can. I'm not picking him though. I'm going to pick Colin. I think Colin's going to win this fucking thing. I think he's the most consistent. I think his iron play is the best. I don't trust Shoffley. Saheed, I think the moment will come, but it's not there just yet. I think he's going to just finish a little bit out.
Well, he just birdied the last, so he's 14 under. He's one back.
No, that's what I said. Like, he's right there, or maybe I didn't say that, but that's what I meant. He's 14 under. So I think he's, with being one back, I just don't think the moment's there for him. Bryson, I don't think is ready to grab it. Victor, because of what we've seen, I know it wasn't in a major, but I feel really good about him winning because of what he did at the in the FedEx Cup. To me, I think just Colin, this is Colin's tournament to lose. That's my opinion. What do you think?
To be honest with you, I've always been a Xander Schauffele fan, and I'm very disappointed that I didn't pick him for once because I always pick him. And, of course, I don't pick him, and he's tied for first going into Sunday. But we've seen that story before as well. But I think he gets the job done. But talk about a Sunday matchup between him, Colin Morikawa, whose games couldn't be more consistent when they're on. But the only thing that bothers me is they're two of the least emotionless people.
I agree with that.
But it's going to be some fun golf. I can't wait to watch it. The only other person, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if Victor Hovland, things like he, since the Masters, it looks like he's figured things out. And it was the swing off the tee box was his problem. But that wasn't the main problem. The main problem was it was a mental game for him. But I would see him being one back going into 16, 17, 18 and having a shot to win if one of these guys slip up.
That's what he does, man. I mean, he plays big when the moments are big and when the tournaments are big. And excluding the Masters this year where his game was just not right in the right place, today, this weekend, and what we saw in 2023, the guy is ready for the occasion. I'm all for it. I hope he wins. I didn't pick him to win. And right now, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I really wish I had bigger fucking cojones and said, not only am I putting him in my foursome, I'm picking him to win.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been great for the podcast and obviously great for you. And it takes away a little bit of this thing of what we make fun of you for with Victor Hovland. But and the only other thing that I really have, and who we always want him to do good, and he's a podcast boy of ours, Ricky Fowler had a great day today too. He's sitting there at 3 under. He made the cut over the weekend, and you know it looked like he was going to miss it, but he had a good back nine on Friday that got him to make the cut, and he's sitting at 3 under right now. Is he going to win? No, but it's good for Ricky Fowler, and maybe he can continue this. And can we please get him one major in his career? Just one. I just want one.
I think the moment's passed. You mentioned podcast favorites, Homeless 6 under. We're going a little further down. Min Woo is 5 under. Hoygaard's 4 under. Brooks is also 4 under. Fleetwood's 3 under. There's some names here. I mean, this is just, again, this isn't Augusta. This is the fucking U.S. Open at Valhalla, where U.S. Open courses lend themselves to a lot lower scores, and we're getting that right now. I mean, I'm happy with – I mean, even Scotty, for as pedestrian as we seem to believe that he was, he still shot a 73 today.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And he'll probably shoot a 64 tomorrow. So
I want to talk about Rory as my last guy because we touched on Jordan. I think Jordan deserves his due, but he's not going to win this thing. Neither is Rory, but I do want to talk about Rory because of this. He put himself in position today, and I think even the broadcast, I can't remember if it was still when he was on ESPN or when they moved to CBS, but they were talking about how, like, you know, it's there for the taking. Like, he's had 3 or 4 shots that he would be right in the conversation for the leaders. And, Will, this is just what we've seen from him in the course of major tournaments. Like, he's hitting the ball 1,000 miles. He's also playing really well with his irons. He's putting himself in great positions. I never feel, and I can't believe I'm saying this about Rory fucking McIlroy, but I never feel like when he's ready for a putt that's within 10 feet, that's going to give him either a birdie or a par to separate himself from the pack, it's not going to go in. And it sucks to feel that way, but I wonder if you feel the same.
I definitely feel the same, and he definitely shot himself in the foot today. You know, you bogey 14 and 16, and you're sitting there at 8 under when you could say to yourself, I could be 11 under right now and be 4 off the lead instead of, you know, 7 off the lead. So he just kind of shot himself in the foot, and like you said, he's hitting the driver very well, hitting it far like he always does. His iron game was there, But, you know, we and Tom talked about it before. I think you were on the pod as well when we were talking about the Ryder Cup with Willie Zalatoris. And you just hope for a four-footer, and you ask the other guy, is that good? Like, we're good there, right? That's what his putting has looked like.
No, I'm with you. Heading into tomorrow, Sunday, winning day, biggest storylines for you and who you're rooting for the most?
So who I'm rooting for the most is Xander Schauffele. Sundays have screwed him in every major he's ever probably played in. If I go back and look at them all, it's probably the Sunday that screws him. I think he gets the job done, and I think it would be great for him to win a major. Storylines as well is, you know, obviously you got to do it with Scotty. The whole experience down there, getting arrested, then shooting a 66, coming back, shooting two over. Does he do that again tomorrow, shoot the 66 or the 64 or whatever, to show you why he's the number one player in the world? And then the other story is, can Rory make some buzz? You know, he's been terrible in majors, missing cuts left and right. Can he make some buzz and shoot 6 under tomorrow to give himself a chance to win it all? Or is a guy, the other storyline for me is a young guy like Thigala going to be there. Is Victor Hovland going to be there? If Schauffele and Morikawa aren't. So those are my storylines going into Sunday.
Love it. So I'm personally rooting for Thigala, and I'm rooting for Hovland, obviously my boy. Mm-hmm. With that said, like I mentioned earlier, I think Colin wins it. I think it is Schauffele's to lose, though. And the reason I mention that is I think his game lends itself to being a little bit more dominant than Colin. Colin's mm-hmm. going to be a little bit more precise. He's going to be a little bit more surgical. You know, mentioned with the doctor on the pod, I got to mention surgery. so I think that that's going to be a really fun competition to look at. Thigala, is he too young? Is the moment his? I said earlier, I think it's a little too early for him, but maybe he proves me wrong and he goes out and grabs this thing the rest of the way. Obviously, you know, can Victor do it? Because his game was not in a good place. His game was not reminiscent of what he was in 2023. And if he could come out and win this thing, I think that would be really dope. So I think it's going to be a really fun Sunday. I think that when we get on the pod tomorrow, hopefully with the CEO, all three of us are officially on a roundtable pod after celebrating Michaela's birthday. We have a lot to talk about and a really fun winner to discuss.
I can't wait for it. And the only question left I have for you is, I know I'm out in the picks this week. I finished in third. It's not even close. I feel like Sean at the Masters. But how close how close are you and Tom right now in your picks? If you had to, not even like to look it up, but I feel like you guys got to be within 4 strokes of each other.
Oh, fuck you. I can't do math, and Tom does the scoring. So let's see. We both picked Scotty to win. You did too.
Yeah. No, I picked Rory to win.
So
yeah.
Oh, you did pick Rory to win. Okay. So we both picked Scotty to win. So we're going to cancel each other out there. We both had Brooks in our foursome. I had Rory in my foursome. I don't know if he did. And then I had Victor, and I can't remember who his other.
I think you had – did you pick Schauffele, I think.
No, I did not. Oh, yeah, I did have Schauffele in my foursome, yes.
Yeah, you picked Schauffele, so you, obviously you have him.
Why are you asking me this? I can't talk to you. This is my job. I don't do this. This is why we have a CEO. He's supposed to do this.
Absolutely, but it's going to be so great.
I'm the content creator and the host.
Yes, absolutely. But it will be so great for bragging rights for both of us that I won the first major of the year, you win the second, and there's the CEO, the golf man. Not one doesn't have a win.
That'd be so fun. And even if you and I both tie each other again for the last two majors and we shut him out, I'll be rooting. Hey, if I win the U.S. Open, I'm rooting like hell for you for the Open Championship.
So, I mean, it should be good. But, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow. We have a lot to talk about, and we got hockey tomorrow, too. A lot of big games happening there. We have half the Final Four ready to go. Three quarters of it, actually, after last night. So I'm looking forward to talking about that, too. Hopefully, the game gets closed out tonight, and we have our Final Four set, and we have a lot of hockey to talk about tomorrow.
Different pods coming your way tomorrow night, guys. We hopefully will have the trifecta to recap the final round and the winner of the PGA Championship. And then you and I will hop right back on to talk NHL and see where we're at there heading into the finals of each conference. So Everybody, please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Enjoy your Sunday. We will be talking to you again tomorrow and throughout next week. Will, great job by you, buddy. Good talking to you. Awesome job holding down the fort with the CEO last night. And again, happy birthday, Michaela.
Yep. Happy birthday, Michaela. Night, Shawnee.
Night, buddy.